Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's learn together.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. I'm excited to learn together today. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is, What's Their Title? What's their title?
Wait, Peter, why won't you tell us the title of today's lesson?
Pauline, I did say the title.
No, you just said, what's the title? Are we supposed to guess the title, Peter?
I didn't say, what's the title? I said, what's their title? We are going to learn about the titles of people today. So, the name of our lesson is, what's their title?
Oh, I understand now.
Good, because it's time for you to help us with today's Read It.
Susie's sending a letter to an old friend. She needs to address the envelope. But she can't remember her friend's title. Is it Miss White or Mrs. White or Ms. White? Tina's brother passed his exams. He was studying medicine at medical school. He was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen. What is your title?
Hey, Pauline, do you write letters often?
Well, I used to write letters often, but now with the internet, I write a lot more emails and short messages back and forth. But I still write letters occasionally.
Yeah, so you'll still use titles even in emails. Well, let's get started for today. Here's Christina with those key words.
Hello, Susie 想要寄信给一位老朋友。寄送东西的这个动作要用动词 send. Susie wants to send it to an old friend. 一封信就是 a letter.She wants to send a letter to an old friend. She needs to address the envelope. 句尾的 envelope 是信封，而 address 是动词，表示在信封上写上收信人姓名地址。不过 Susie 有点犹豫，因为她不太确定朋友的称谓应该要用小姐还是太太，或者是 miss。名词称谓或头衔就是 title. Susie doesn't know her title.另外提到头衔就是 Tina, 她的弟弟学的是医学，最近通过了考试，正式成为医生了。Tina's brother passed his exams. 名词 exam 就是考试。He was studying medicine. 名词 medicine 就是医学。
Susie, what are you doing?
I'm writing a letter.
Who are you sending it to?
An old friend. I need to address the envelope.
Do you know your friend's address?
Yes, but I don't know her title. Is it Miss White or Mrs. White?
It could also be Ms. White.
Is she married? I don't know. I haven't talked to her in years.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to give you a test to see if you were watching and paying attention. I'll ask some questions and you answer, okay?
Okay, ask away.
All right. First question, what is Susie doing?
She is writing a letter.
Good. Who is Susie writing?
Oh, she is writing to her friend.
Yes. What does she need to do with the letter?
She needs to address the letter, then send it.
Nicely done! You were paying attention. Friends, did you get all of the questions right? I hope so. Oh, one last question for you, Peter. Is the word address a noun or a verb?
Well, I know the answer to this question, but I'd rather have Christina talk about it. Christina, can you help us with this?
Susie 想要寄一封信给老朋友，她说她要写信封。I need to address the envelope. 我们要来看看 address 这个字， 一般都是把它当名词地址的意思用，比如 What's your address? 你的地址是什么？ Can you write your address on the paper? 可以把你的地址写在纸上吗？或者 Here's my address, 这是我的地址。这些 address 都是名词，但是今天 Susie 说的是 address the envelope。动词 address 指的就是写下收件人的姓名和地址这个动作，所以你也可以说 address a letter, address the package, 或是 address a postcard, 明信片。
Thanks, Christina. Now we know the word address is both a verb and a noun. That was a trick question, Pauline.
You got me. But...Let's get back to Susie and her letter. Does Susie know her friend's address?
Yes, she does. That's not the problem. But before we talk about Susie's problem, I think we should practice the grammar point you just said, Pauline. Rebecca, can you help us with this?
Hello, friends. It's time to do something fun. It's time to learn a grammar point. And everyone says yes!Well, if you want to say that something belongs to someone else, you can use this grammar point. For example, where is my friend's coat? Or what is Bill's surname? You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it. Thanks, Rebecca. So Susie has a problem, but...I don't understand her problem. All she needs is her friend's name and address. She knows her friend's address. So, did she forget her friend's name?
No. Susie knows her friend's name, but she doesn't know her friend's title.
Oh, I see. Well, we know her title isn't Mr.
Well, right. The title Mr. is only for men.Mr. is a general title for men, so that's pretty easy. But there is more than one possible title for a woman.
Right. That is a little confusing. Mrs., spelled M-R-S period, is the title used for married women. Then there is Miss, spelled M-I-S-S period.
Friends, Mrs. is for married women, M-R-S. But what about Miss? Do you know what that's for?
That's right. We use Miss for women who are single. Women who are not married are called Miss.
Well, that's easy enough. So, Susie's friend, is she married or single?
That's the problem.
Oh, she can't remember if her friend is married?
I can't remember.
Wait, you can't remember? How would you know if Susie's friend is married?
Peter, I can't remember is today's
calendar phrase.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
我记不起来。
What is 2 plus 4?
I can't remember.
How do you spell potato?
I can't remember.
Where is Canada?
I can't remember.
What do you remember?
That it's time for lunch.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
我记不起来。
Well, it's strange that Susie can't remember if her friend is married or not.
Oh, no, Peter. That's not the problem either. Susie remembers her friend, but her friend was probably single when they were friends.
Well, you know, if she can't remember if her friend is married or not, she can just use the word Ms., M-S.That's for both married and single.
That's a great idea. You solved her problem. That means we can go on break. But don't worry, friends. We'll have more for you right after the break. Don't go away.
Hey, Pauline, if you don't mind me asking, what title do you go by? You're married, right?
Yes, I am married. So many people use Mrs. for my title. But when I introduce myself in formal situations, I usually use Ms., the one that works for both. Either way works.
Well, we are learning a lot today. Let's continue learning in Conversation B. We can watch it together.
You look happy, Tina.
I am happy. I just got some good news.
What news?
It's about my brother. He passed his exams.
That's great. What was he studying?
He was studying medicine. He was in medical school.
And now he's done?
Yes. He was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen.
Wow, Tina just got some good news about her brother. Pauline, how did she get the news? Did she get a letter?
No, I don't think so. Tina was looking at her phone when she said she just got the good news. So she probably got an email or maybe a text message.
That is a much faster way to send and receive important information.
Definitely. And Tina is very excited about the good news she got. She just learned that her brother passed his exam.
Interesting. Does Tina ask about every test her brother takes in school? I love my brother, but I don't care that much about every single test he takes.
Well, Peter, this is a different kind of test. It's not like a test for your history class in high school. This exam that Tina's brother passed was really important. It was the final exam for him.
Final exam. Oh, okay. That is different. So what kind of final exam was it? Was it to pass high school or get into a special college?
No. Tina's brother is much older than that. He was in medical school. He was studying medicine.
Oh, wow. That is very serious. And not easy. It takes a lot of years of study to become a doctor. It can take 9 years of study after high school, even to start thinking about being a doctor.
Right. It's a big deal.
Whoa, friends, saying a big deal is another way of saying it is very important.
Right. And it's a big deal that Tina's brother passed his medical exam, because now, after so many years of work and study, Tina's brother is a doctor.
Right. That is a very special title to earn, and I'm sure he's very proud of it.
Tina's proud, too. She announces he was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen.
That's wonderful. And I also have some wonderful news for you, Pauline.
You do?
Yes. Christina wants to teach us about verb tenses now. Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, well, yes. I guess that is pretty wonderful, too. Let's go to her now.
Tina's 弟弟从医学院毕业了。Tina 说 he was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen. 以前是 Jensen 先生，但是现在是 Jensen 医师了。请问你有没有注意到动词的时态？它以前 was, 但现在 is。对我们学习外国语文的人来说，因为中文不必分时态，所以虽然已经懂得这个问法规则，但是真的要说的时候还是会手忙脚乱的，容易出错。那该怎么办呢？其实唯一的办法就是要勤练。比如你看到这个句子，就造句大声说出来。如果你可以造20句，说多了，文法就可以丢到脑后，变成一种习惯咯。She was Miss Lee, but now she is Professor Lee. You were Mr. Clark, but now you are Chef Clark.
Thanks, Christina. It's always great to learn from you.
Peter, are you okay?
Well, before I wasn't. I was thirsty.
But now you're okay?
That's right. I was thirsty. I drank some water, so now I'm not thirsty.
That is a very nice example of the sentence pattern Christina just taught us. So Ming, smart.
Oh, we were learning. Yes, yes, exactly. It was an example.
Okay, great. So let's go back to Tina. Tina is happy because of the good news about her brother. Her brother, the doctor.
I think it's so sweet that she's happy for her brother. She must be very proud of him.
Yeah, and I think when you love someone, you are happy and proud when they succeed.
Yeah, we all like that. And friends, now it's time to review. Let's look at those keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Send. Send. I am sending him a big gift this year.
Letter. Letter. Madeline wrote a letter to her mother.
Address. Address. Oh no, I forgot to address the letter.
Title. Title. His title was doctor, not mister.
Exam. Exam. I have two exams at school tomorrow.
Medicine. Medicine. Doctors have to learn medicine. Okay, friends, keep on practicing. And now let's look over our lesson one more time.
Susie, what are you doing?
I'm writing a letter.
Who are you sending it to?
An old friend. I need to address the envelope.
Do you know your friend's address?
Yes, but I don't know her title. Is it Miss White or Mrs. White?
It could also be Ms. White.
Is she married? I don't know. I haven't talked to her in years.
You look happy, Tina.
I am happy. I just got some good news.
What news?
It's about my brother. He passed his exams.
That's great. What was he studying?
He was studying medicine. He was in medical school.
And now he's done?
Yes. He was Mr. Jensen, but now he's Dr. Jensen.
Peter, when you get married, will you change your last name?
I don't think so, Pauline. Men usually don't change their last name when they get married.
Okay, I know. But women do. At least most women in the United States do. They change their last names to be the same as their husbands.
True. I used to think everyone did that. But when I traveled and lived in other countries, I discovered that this isn't always true in every place.
Right. For example, women in China don't change their last names when they get married. Some countries like Greece and France have laws that say women cannot legally change their last names to their husbands.
Wow, I didn't know that. That's interesting. But Pauline, you are married and you're from the United States. Did you change your last name when you got married?
I didn't. I kept my maiden name. Oh, maiden name means my original last name before marriage. I kept it. I didn't change it to my husband's.
And maiden name is only for girls, right?
That's right.
So I didn't know that you didn't change your last name. That's very interesting. Well, I think we all learned a lot today. Let's go to James and Ginger now and see what they're up to.
Hello, Ginger.
What did you call me?
Ginger. That's your name. Ginger.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Forgetting what?
You forgot to say my title.
Oh, right. So what is your title? Miss Ginger, Mrs. Ginger.
Call me Dr. Ginger.
I can't call you Dr. Ginger. You're not a doctor.
Oh, well, how about Monkey Ginger?
Yes, I can call you Monkey Ginger.
Okay, call me Monkey Ginger. That is my title.
Okay, I'll call you Monkey Ginger.
Thanks, James.
Please, call me Mr. James.
Oh, oops. Okay.
We talked about Tina's brother who just became a doctor. He studied medicine to become a doctor. But do all doctors study medicine?
No, that's not true. It's a title for people that have studied a certain amount of school. That title is DR. But a medical doctor is actually MD. When we see DR or MD, we just say doctor, but their meaning is different.
Thanks for that, Peter. I know I learned a lot today. I hope you did too, friends. And we'll learn some more tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.